This is Dave Nadler with 4thStream.com. Together, we're taking on the distractions of our lives and making room for a consistent connection with Jesus. Because I'm sure, like me, you want to hear the words, "Well done," from your master's lips. Thanks for joining me today as we jumpstart our God connection. Does anyone gravitate toward embracing a life of bending his or her will to God? This doesn't come naturally to human beings, yet this is the life flight plan for the true follower of Jesus. Let go of ourselves and hold fast to God. When God's lifted up, then we find our rich place in the story. This has been and continues to be a massive struggle for me in my journey. Everything inside of me, my thought processes, my emotions, my desires, they all scream for me to be center stage. Even my humility itself can become my misplaced ticket to being acceptable to my Creator. To be vulnerably honest about myself has been a lifelong cultivating quest, at least since the point of God entry into my life. Before that, I didn't really care. John the Baptist put it succinctly, "I must decrease, he must increase." This is exactly what a life of following faith requires. There's not room on the throne of life for more than one. And human history is a massive story of people making choices to give God first place in their lives or to claim Godship for ourselves. Jesus explained that it was the sick who knew they needed a physician. And he made it plain to all who would listen that unless we understand that without him we are spiritual beggars, there's no hope of finding true spirituality. In addition to this, God is not a respecter of persons. We like to think that our standing before God can be earned by some sort of human effort. Socioeconomic standing, educational pedigree, family background, intellectual superiority, or our devotion to our religion. But this does not ring true in God's world. Faith, in its essence, requires we receive the process of life as a tool to shape us into who we were each designed to be. This means that we must decrease and he must ascend the throne of our lives. Let me read from Philippians 2. "Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. Have this heart and mind in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not suppose equality with God was a thing to be grasped, but he emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, a chosen servant, and he was made in the likeness of man. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. For this reason, God highly exalted him and placed upon him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, according to the glory of God the Father." As we embrace the realities of our lives, we must consider this critical teaching about bending. God's not trying to break us. We are already broken. He has moved heaven and earth to bring us back. All we must do is make the choice to decrease. Jesus himself said, "For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it." That's what we're talking about here. So I revisit my flight plan as often as I can, being careful not to think too highly of myself, while at the same time remembering the greatest price was paid so that I could find light. Here's to a straight flight today. Talk to you soon.